Okay, let's get cracking. Today we're going to be continuing in the 8th parak of Maseches Trumos. Today we're going to be learning parak Ches Mishnah Dalet and parak Ches Mishnah Hey. For the next few Mishnahs, we're going to be discussing a halacha called Mayim Megulim. In the olden days, they would have various snakes and scorpions and different venomous, poisonous animals and creatures that were often swarming and going in a lot of the areas where the Jews lived. And therefore, there was this concern that if a person leaves various liquids uncovered, that perhaps these venomous creatures went into your drink, left poison or venom in it when they were trying to drink it. And obviously, that's a tremendous sakana, that's a tremendous danger for a person's life. So the halacha of Mayim Megulim is that if you leave various liquids, as we'll see, out in the public for a certain amount of time, then you are not allowed to drink such water again because it's a sakana, it's a danger that perhaps some sort of a creepy crawler, venomous creature went into your drink and left venom, left poison in it for you to chas v'shalom get harmed from. Now it is a little bit of a machlokas whether or not this halacha of Mayim Megulim applies nowadays or not, but at least this is the discussion for the next few Mishnayos, beginning now in Parak Ches Mishnah Dal. It says the Mishnah, Yayin Shal Truma, Shenisgalo, wine that is truma, that was left uncovered. Yishafeich, says the Mishnah, you gotta pour it out, you gotta get rid of it, you're not allowed to drink it, and certainly this is obviously why this Mishnah and this discussion of Mayim Megulim appears in Maseches Trumos, because it's discussing wine that was truma. And even though normally there's a iser, like we've discussed, of hefsid truma, you're not allowed to waste and throw away truma, in this case, because of this halach of Mayim Megulim, we're concerned that some sort of a venomous creature went into the wine, you're not allowed to drink it, a kohen's not allowed to consume it, you must pour it out and get rid of it. Ve'ein sarich lomar shel chulin, and says the Mishnah kal v'chomer, all the more so if you have chulin, if you have regular wine that was left out for a certain amount of time, you must dispose of it, you must pour it out, you must get rid of it. If it's true about truma, then it's true about regular wine certainly as well. Continues the Mishnah, Shlosha mashkin asurin mishum gilu. There are three liquids in particular that are prohibited when left uncovered. Hamayim v'hayayin v'hachalov. Water, wine, and milk. Ushar kol hamashkin mutarin. And all other liquids are mutter, you can leave it out for as long as you want, and there's no iser of Mayim Megulim. Presumably, that's because these are not drunk typically by venomous creatures. Venomous creatures only like water, wine, and milk, and therefore those are the only liquids that are prohibited to be left uncovered for a period of time. Kama yishu vihu asur, and ask the Mishnah, how long is considered to be enough time for it to be left uncovered and therefore prohibited because of Mayim Megulim? How long? You leave water for 10 seconds and all of a sudden now it's asur? So says the Mishnah, Kadesha yetze harachash mimakom karo v'yishta. As much time as it takes for a venomous snake to get from a close area and drink it. So what does that mean? So the Gemara Maseches Chulin describes that it's really the amount of time that it would take for a snake that's underneath the handle of the drink, of the jug, to then come from a hole that's underneath the jug up from there to drink that liquid. So that's really what it means. You're from a close place to the hole right underneath for it to come up and to drink. Presumably, if it's less time than that, then you would have seen the snake. You would have seen the venomous creature. And therefore, if you don't see it, then it would be permitted. But if it's that amount of time that you left it uncovered, then the halach of Mayim Megulim would apply and you would have to dispose of that liquid. Next, Mishnah Parak Ches, Mishnah Hey, as we continue our discussion of Mayim Megulim. Says the Mishnah, Shir HaMayim HaMegulim, the measurement, the amount of water that would be applicable in this halach of Mayim Megulim is Kadesha Tovad Bohem HaMara, that the poison would be lost in it. In other words, until this point, the Mishnah is asking, until what point is there an iser of Mayim Megulim? And the Mishnah says, until there's so much water that the water will drown out the venom. If you have a lot of water, a whole barrel of water, let's say, and just a little bit of venom, so at least according to the Tanakama, and that's how we paskin, as the Bartender points out, there's so much water that it's going to drown out the venom and there's no concern. So if there's so much water that it would drown out the venom, then that that would be mutter, that would be permitted, that would not be a problem of Mayim Megulim. Rabbi Yossi disagrees and says no. Bakalim kol shehin, if there is a water in a kalim, in vessels, in some sort of a container, then any amount of water is still problematic to leave, or not only water, but again, like we said, wine or milk, any amount of liquid would be problematic because of Mayim Megulim. Uva karkos arboim sa, but if it's like a pit or some sort of a well in the ground where that you left uncovered, then up to a force 40 saw would be fine, but beyond that point would be problematic. But beyond that point would not be an isser of a Mayim Megulim, as the Bar Tinura points out. When you have it in the ground, then the coolness of the ground presumably can drown out some of the venom. So we paskin, as the Bar Tinura points out, like the Tanakama, namely, as long as there's enough water in the container or whatever it is to drown out the venom, then there's no issue of Mayim Megulim. And even though Rabbi Yossi disagrees. Quick review, Perek Ches, Mishnah Dalet introduced us to this concept of Mayim Megulim and taught us that when it comes to wine that's truma, that was left uncovered, you have to get rid of it, you have to dispose of it, even though there's normally an iser to dispose of truma. But in this case, Mayim Megulim, you got to do it. The same certainly is true when it comes to regular chulin wine as well. Then the Mishnah tells us that the three liquids that pertain to this halacha is water, wine, and milk, and all other liquids would be permitted for Mayim Megulim to be left uncovered. And then the Mishnah concluded by telling us, and how long exactly is this iser applicable for something left uncovered? The Mishnah said, as long as it might take for a poisonous snake to get from a nearby area to drink from that, from where it is, which we describe based on the Gemara and Chulin, is a hole underneath the jug, underneath the container, for it to get from there to into your cup, into your glass, into your container. That would be the prohibition of Mayim Megulim. And then Perek Ches, Mishnah Hanah Machlokas, regarding, is there any maximum amount of water that would get rid of, that would preclude, that would abolish this issur, this problem, this concern of Mayim Megulim? So the Tanakhama said, yeah, if you have so much water, it doesn't give an exact measurement, but if you have so much water that it would drown out and you would lose the venom, then that would be fine, and the issur of Mayim Megulim would not apply. The huge bathtub and just a tiny bit of venom might have gotten in, so l'chora, that would be fine. Rabbi Yossi disagrees and says, no, that any amount of water in any sort of vessel would be problematic because of a Megulim, because he believes that venom's always dangerous, always deadly, and therefore no measurement of water is going to preclude that from being an issur. But the Rabbi Yossi did say that if it's in the ground, it's like a hole or a pit in the ground, then if up to 40 saw would be a problem of Mayim Megulim, but beyond that point would not be a problem of Mayim Megulim. Have a great day.